The renewed push to defund Planned Parenthood comes in the wake of a series of videos that allegedly shows the organization's officials discussing the sale of tissue from aborted fetuses. In a statement, Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky spokesperson Tammy Lieber says the group does not participate in any tissue donation programs and complies with all laws and regulations. And she notes 93% of Planned Parenthood's services are for preventative care and that 67,000 Hoosiers rely on the organization for health care. But Indiana Right to Life lobbyist Sue Swayze says Planned Parenthood can't hide behind what she calls the lie that the group is about helping women.
We have plenty of low-cost, low-income health care, at least in the state of Indiana. We have county clinics, low-income clinics, federally funded clinics. We have private sector clinics.
Several Indiana lawmakers, including State Senators Brent Waltz and Mike Delf, who were at the rally, have joined the call to defund Planned Parenthood. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.